السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفع الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: والذي نفسي بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل عليكم عيسى بن مريم حكما عدلا فيكسر الصليب ويقتل الخنزير ويدع الجزية ويضيف المال حتى لا يسأله أحد حتى تكون السجدة الواحدة خيرا من الدنيا وما فيها. ثم يقول أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه: فاقرأوا إن شئتم، وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, on this 25th of December, so-called Christmas, approximately 2.4 billion Christians celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ. According to them, he was born on December 25th. And this is the largest population of the world, 2.4 billion. And they celebrated false and wrong day of the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not amongst those misguided people. And that is why we must constantly recite the Surah Al-Ikhlas and Kalima Tayyiba abundantly during this period, during these days and nights. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. This Surah Al-Ikhlas is the base of Tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, O my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declare and inform them Allah is one and He is very independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, He was not born from anybody, He did not give birth to anybody. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and He had no kufu, no family tie whatsoever, no relationship whatsoever. So we have to deny this Trinity and we have to acknowledge oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this period in time, and especially our new generation, we have to teach them and we have to inform them and we have to clarify some misconception which is going on at schools, what they are teaching, what they are learning in the books or through by the teachers, etc. So we as the parents, as the adults, we have the responsibility to make sure to remove all the confusion and misconception, misunderstanding with regard to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now there are three major religions predominantly in this world. One is Judaism. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Rasul of Yahud, and he was one of the Ulul Azm, Rasul of Allah, and he came about 4,000 years prior to our Rasulullah's birth. And the second generation or second, you know, qawm is the Isa alayhi salatu salam's followers, Isa alayhi salam came approximately 2000 years prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there is a gap between Isa alayhi salam's ascendance to the heaven and the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam birth took place in Makkah Mukarramah is about 571 years. In between this Ayyamul Fitra, there was no prophet or no Nabi came during these 5 centuries. So people were misguided, they were misled, and they became kafir and mushrik. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to send down his final messenger, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Sayyidul Mursaleen, Khatimul Nabiyyin. My brothers and sisters, as we know, there are many, many prophets and messengers came in this world. There are 2 categories we have to understand. One is the Nabi and one is the Rasul. Nabi is a lower position and Rasul is a higher position, just like a BA and MA. So every MA is BA, but every BA cannot be MA. Get the point? So likewise, every Rasul is automatically is Nabi. But every Nabi not necessarily can be a Rasul. And what is the difference between Nabi and Rasul, as ulama explained, Nabi is the one who continues the previous scripture or previous Sharia. He doesn't get the new scripture or new law of the Sharia in his time. Like Dawud alayhi salam, then continued by Sulaiman alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was the Rasul. Ulul Azm, one of the Ulul Azm Rasul. He had the Suhuf Ibrahim. The divine scripture was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam. But after his demise, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, he never had new book. He continued the legacy of his father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Then came Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. Then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So one after the Nadi, all these were prophets. They were not Rasul. Only Ibrahim alayhi salam was Rasul amongst them. Then Musa alayhi salam was Rasul amongst them. Then finally Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam came as one of the Ulul Azm Rasul of Allah. And after that, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in this world as the last and final messenger of Allah. So amongst all the Rusuls, a Rusul is that being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the new Sharia, a new divine scripture. That they were 5 Ulul Azm Rasul of Allah, messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a divine scripture in the Sharia after Adam alayhi salam's demise. And then he preached about 950 years. So he was one of the Ulul Azm Rasul of Allah. After him, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was granted Suhuf Ibrahim. So he became a Rasul of Allah. After him, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was granted Torah. So he was Rasul of Allah. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the Rasul, and he was granted the Injil. And finally, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was granted the Holy Quran. Ulama explained that Nabi can be killed by the people, but Rasul cannot be killed. This is the difference we have to understand. What they are claiming, and according to Holy Quran and teaching of Islam, what is the difference? They say they killed Isa alayhi salam or crucified Isa alayhi salam, na'uzubillah. But according to this law of Sharia and according to the teaching of Islam in the Holy Quran, a Rasul cannot be killed. Yes, Nabi can be killed. Like they killed Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam, they killed Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, and they killed so many Anbiya and the prophets. But as a Rasul, no qawm or no nation or no people is able to kill any Rasul so far. So their claim that that they have crucified Isa al-Islam. And according to us, Isa al-Islam was one of the Ulul Azm Rasul of Allah. That's why it is impossible to be killed by the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him through his Qudrat and power. So this is one of the, you know, scenario we all have to understand. The second thing, my brothers and sisters, they Jewish, when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came down and he proclaimed his Nubuwwat at the age of 30, Jewish people rejected there and there. And they accused Isa alayhi salam that we are not going to follow you because you are not our Messiah. They were expecting Messiah. A Messiah means according to their knowledge, according to their understanding, or according to their belief, Messiah will come and he will spread the peace. But when Isa al-Islam started preaching at the age of 30, and within these 3 years, he was not able to spread the peace. So according to Jewish, Hazrat Isa al-Islam was not Messiah, so they rejected him. And they became his enemy, and eventually they influenced the king to crucify him. End of the story. Now, Hazrat Isa al-Islam, what the Christians understand, Christians say he is the Messiah or he is the Savior, but he was killed and then he was resurrected after 3 days. So this denomination or this understanding also against the teaching of Islam or teaching of the Holy Quran. They do believe that Isa al-Islam was killed or crucified, then he was resurrected and he was gone to the heaven and he will descend. This is the understanding or belief of the Christians. As we Muslims, we believe, as the Holy Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah Al-Imran, and there are so many ayat of the Holy Quran, that as I recited one of the ayat, وَقَوْلِهِمْ, meaning the call of Jewish and Christian, Christian in this regard is only the Jewish, إِلْنَا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيْهِ إِسَ بْنَ مَرْيَمْ. They claim that we have killed Hazrat Isa, Messiah, who is the son of Maryam alayhi salam, Rasul Allah. As I said, Isa alayhi salam was not only Nabi, he was the Rasul, Rasul of Allah, because he was granted the new Sharia, which is called Injil. That was their claim. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيْحِ إِسَ بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. Straightforward. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not kill Isa alayhi salam, and they were not able to crucify Isa alayhi salam onto the cross. Now the question arises, something happened at that night. What was that? Who was that? Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَكِنْ سُبِّحَ لَهُ. Because it was made or appeared to them that like he was killed, or appeared to them like he was crucified.